Okay, going back a little bit to the omelet before. The Mishnah said before that you can't put bread into the oven to bake unless it becomes crusted. And Rav Elazar says that after the bottom part has to become crusted, and the Gemara has a shaila, which is the bottom part? The part that faces the fire or the part that faces the oven, that's stuck to the oven? So Tosis brings down that, first of all, that the part that, what's it called, that's stuck to the oven becomes, right, Gemara says that, what's it called, it's the part that stuck to the oven. And Rashi learns that the part that stuck to the oven is the part that becomes brown secondly, not first. The part that's exposed to the fire becomes brown first. The Yerushalmi says not like that. The what's it called? The Yerushalmi says that the opposite, that the part that becomes brown first is the part that's stuck to the oven. And the part that's exposed to the fire doesn't become brown first. And therefore, Rebbe Elazar is lekula, that what's it called? That you need the only the part that becomes, the first part that becomes brown. You don't need the second part that becomes brown. You don't need the one that's exposed to the fire, which takes longer. You only need the part that's connected to the oven. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos also learns like that. That Rebbe Elazar is Mako, the Nafkamina for us would be, we don't make bread before Shabbos, but the Nafkamina, we don't make bread in an oven the way this is done anyway. But the Nafkamina is, Aloha is, you make Hamotzi on the part of the bread that's Karam first. So Shiloh is where you make the Motzi from the top part of the bread or from the bottom part of the bread. Even though our breads, Lechora, are not made that way. They're made extended in the oven where the heat hits all the sides. But in any case, that would be a nafkamina. There's a machlokas also, psat, the Magen Avraham paskens like the Chachomin, lekula, that Rebbe Elazar is machmer, that you need dafka, the side that gets brown secondly, to be brown before you can put bread in the oven. And the Chachomin hold either side is good enough. Okay, and therefore Rebbe Elazar would be machmer, and the halachas like the Chachomin, lekula. And the Bach holds the Chachamim or Machmer. Rebbe Elazar says you don't need the side that gets, what's it called, that gets brown first. You need the side that gets brown second, the later thing. And the Chachamim hold either side is good enough. And the Bach holds like the Chachamim the Chumra, that you need, need both sides. And, okay, let's, what's it called? The next thing that we didn't go into is... Okay, the Rambam, then we said, what's it called? Yehuda says that in Techomnin, if you make a fire of coals, so the halacha is that you don't need, that it catches on to most of it. The Rambam doesn't bring this down, la halacha. Mashmahi held that Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakama, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like the Chachomnin. The what's it called? The Shulti HaGiborim brings a raya that Rabbi Yehuda argues to the Rambam, because Rabbi Yosef says there are four kinds of fires that don't need rov, and he doesn't mention pechamim. The Rabbeinu Yerucham Lamaisa says that what's it called in the Orzeru also paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that Rabbi Yehuda didn't come to argue on the chachamim, but he comes to be mefarish the chachamim, and therefore the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos. And the Bach holds Rabbi Yehuda, Taka argues, but the halacha is like it. Because later on Rabbi Shmuel says that any fire that you don't have to say, bring more kindling wood, so that fire you don't have to have rove, and a fire made of coals, you don't have to bring kindling wood. The Maish of the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chomim don't need. And the Yesh Omrim, he says, he brings it down as a Yesh Omrim, even though he doesn't bring down an argument, because the Rambam holds not like that. But in any case, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Yehuda, either because the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, or because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on the Chachamim, he's just explaining the Chachamim. Okay, last thing here is Konim and Garinim. We had the Rashi's Girsa, right, the Machlokas between Rav Kahana, in Rav Kahana, between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, right, where Rav Huna held that only where they're separate, both the Garinim and the Konim, then you don't need Rov, because they're both very thin, so the fire catches onto them fast. But if they're connected, then what's it called? Then you do need Rov, because the fire can't get between them. And Rav Chisda holds just the opposite. Where they're connected, you don't need Rov. Where they're separate, we're afraid the fire won't catch on one to the other. Okay? Okay, the Rosh just has the gears by Konim, Sha'agdam, Ain't Sarich Rov, right? And Bechara, the same thing would be Garinim. And that way Rav Kahana holds a Rav Chisda in both of them. And the Rif holds just the opposite, that he holds like a Rav Huna in both of them. And the Rambam also holds like that. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down both Shitas, the Rosh and the Rambam, where, according to some, both Garinim and Konim, when they're in a bundle, then they don't need Rov. And the other Shita, that both Garinim and Konim, when they're not in a bundle, that's when they don't need Rov. All of these things, whether this side of the pas gets brown first or whatever, it's machlokas and metzias. Get a piece of bread and see. Simcha Orbach asked me the same thing with the Konim. Go and take a look and see. The answer is that everybody agrees that sometimes it happens this way and sometimes it happens that way. And it's not even a question of statistics to take a thing. How many times? The question is, which are we more choshish for? Right? And that's the machlokas. Machlokas is not metzias. Everybody agrees what metzias is. And the metzias is that it doesn't always happen the same thing. Sometimes when they're together, they catch on fire better, and sometimes when they're separate. Right? Sometimes because the things are not heavy, they spread apart. Sometimes they don't spread apart. The shaila is, which are we more choshish for? That's all. Right? Which one is more mistaber to worry about, and which one's less mistaber to worry about? And therefore, one held like this, one like that, even though both agree that the metzias is sometimes like this and sometimes like that. Okay, Bameh Madlikin and Vamo Ein Madlikin. Which things can you light the Shabbos candles with? What are you allowed to use? Not only Shabbos candles, but the Chlal. What kind of candle light? And a candle in Chazal is a ner, is a receptacle for oil, which has a place for a wick. That's called a ner. The oil is the fuel that goes into the ner, and the psila is the wick that is used to light the oil in the nair. Okay, so we're going to discuss what kind of wicks you can use and what kind of oil. And most of them, the problem is that if you light with an oil that doesn't burn evenly, we're afraid that you may come to tilt the nair in order to make it burn better. And if you light with a wick that doesn't catch the oil good, same problem, you may come to tilt the nair and make it burn better, and you're going to be over on Havara, on lighting a fire on Shabbos. So you have to know what kind of wicks you can use and what kind of oil you can use. So, b'me madlikin v'mo ein madlikin, which things are you allowed to use as wicks and oil, and which things not. And now, the beginning, the Mishnah describes which kind of wicks, what kind of materials for the wicks, then it goes to the different kinds of fuels. Baneh Madlikin, Rashi says, Lasos Psila, to make wicks. Kolhani to Masnisim, Farshim Gemara. Everything the Mishnah speaks about, we'll explain in the Gemara. Ein Madlikin lo belechesh, velo bechosen, velo beklach, velo bepsila soidin, velo bepsila samidvar, velo biyaroka shal pnei hamoyim. Okay, these things are the wicks. Okay, and we're not going to explain them, since Rashi said that all of them are explained in the Gemara. We'll take Rashi's word for it and wait till we get the Gemara. So all of these things can't be used for wicks. Tosfos says sometimes the Mishnah explains the what it started with. It should have said b'me madlikin v'me ein madlikin. Then it says ein madlikin. Right? These are the things you can't light with. Sometimes the Mishnah describes the things you can do first, and sometimes it describes what it left off with, the things you can't do first. Okay. So these wicks are not okay. Velo b'zeves, now we're talking about fuels. Not with zeves, which is pitch, velo b'shaiva, not wax, velo b'shemen keek, not shemen that comes from keek, we'll explain what it is, velo b'shemen sreifa, shemen sreifa is truma tmeya, oil of tame truma that you have to burn. The Gemara will discuss why you can't write with that. Velo ba'alya, not with fat. Velo b'chelev alya, and chelev are different kinds of animal fats. Nochum hamadi omer madlikim b'chelev mevushal. Nochum hamadi says you're allowed to light with boiled fat, tallow. Boiled tallow. The chachamim omer echad mevushal v'echad she'en mevushal e'en amalikim bo. The chachamim will know whether it's boiled or not, you can't light with it. And the Gemara is going to ask, the chachamim is the same thing as the Tanakama. Right? The Tanakama says also, lo ba'alya v'lo b'chelev, and the chachamim also say, lo b'chelev. What's the difference between them? That the Gemara will discuss. Rashi, lo b'zevis v'lo b'shaiva, lav le'inyin psila. These are not wicks. Ela lo seis b'makum shemen. This is fuel in place of oil. The chol hani mizevis v'eilech psulei shmoninei. All these, from zevis and on, are talking about the fuel source, not the wicks. Okay. Lechesh shucha di'arza. So the Gemara says, what's lechesh that you can't use? That is the bark of a cedar tree. So Gemara says, shucha da'arza eitz bi'almahu. That's a piece of wood. Of course you can't use a piece of wood for a wick. It won't work. Right? Wood doesn't make wicks. The Gemara says, bar menisa de'ispe. No, it's talking about the fiber that's right under the bark. Right under the bark of the tree there's a fiber, and that fiber you could make into a wick, but it doesn't burn evenly, and therefore, what's it called? You can't use it for Shabbos. Rashi, eitz bi'almahu, pshita v'lo chazi l'psila, el l'madura. Wood, you make a bonfire out of, you don't use as wicks. Okay. Armenisa k'min semer yesh ben klipasol eitzo. It's like a fiber, like wool, between the bark and the wood of the tree. V'lo b'chosen, so what is chosen? Amr of Yosef, na'oris shel pishton. This is the refuse that comes when you comb flax. Omer le'abai v'haksi v'haya hechoson l'na'ores, right? L'chore, if choson and na'ores are the same thing, then it shouldn't say the choson should be na'ores. The choson is na'ores, so can't be transformed into na'ores, so it must be that choson and na'ores are two different things. Mechal, the choson lab na'ores, elom rabaya, kisna the dayik v'lo nofitz. Right, it's what's it called, chosen is flax, Rashi says, ha-chosem le-na'oris, al-me-chosem lab-na'orisu. Kisna de-daik lo-nofitz, the kivin lo-nofitz, it's not combed flax. Ein shemen nimshech acharav. Nofitz karpri, na'oris min hadak shebo. V'hochi komar kro, pishton he-chosak, ye-hofich le-na'oris, klomer ha-gibur ye-cholosh. Right, the flax, when what's it called, where it's not combed yet, okay, so it's still very tough. After you comb it, it becomes softer. So the pasuk is saying they're both kinds of flax. One is uncombed flax, one is already combed flax. So the pasuk says the stiff, hard flax will become soft flax. As the strong people become weak. So but it's still both of them are talking about flax. So the thing you can't use as a wick is flax. Okay. V'lo b'klach, Omer Shmuel, shaltinu l'kol nechusei yoma, v'amrei kul choshmei. Right? This klach is called in the vernacular kulcha. And it's some kind of something that grows in the sea. It's not moss or algae, because that we're going to get to in a little while. So it's some kind of the seaweed or something. It's also not a good wick. Rav Yitzchak Barziri Omar Gushkara. Rashi, Gushkara, Psola Shel Neshi, Ha'osi Kekovid. It's from the silk. Before you make the real good silk, so you take the cocoons from the silkworm, right? They look like little hats, right? Those are the cocoons of the silkworm. V'hu Beis HaTolas, that's where the silkworm lives, in the cocoon. The Korin Lo Poliyal, the nofzimoso, and then you beat it, the tovehu, and you spin it, v'osu mimenu beged, you make clothing out of that silk. V'osu lasos mimenu psila, k'da'omer b'chol psule psilos, t'masnis and sh'or misachseches bohen, you're not allowed to use that as a wick, the refuse, before you make the silk, because the fire doesn't catch on good to the wick, kofetzes, it jumps, the nifsekes, and it goes on and off. And therefore we're afraid that you'll tilt the wick, tilt the candle, in order to make it burn good. Rovin and Abaye were sitting in front of Ravna Nechemya, Achva the Reish Galusa. They were sitting in front of Rav Nechemya, the brother of the Reish Galusa. Chazi the Havilovish Tat Matkisa. They saw he was wearing a very fine silk garment. Omerle Rovin Labaye, Hainu Klach. This is the klach that's mentioned in the Mishnah, this kind of silk, this fine silk. Disnan, that's in the Mishnah. Omerle Anan Shira Pardna, Karinle. Ah, we call that fine silk in Aramaic, Shira Parnada. Right? Shira is, Shirayim is silk. Parnada is this special kind of exquisite silk. Meisvei, Samar says, how can you say that klach is this exquisite silk? Meisvei ha-shirayim ve-ha-klach, ve-ha-sirikin chayim betzitzis. Shirayim is what's called silk, and klach is something else. So obviously klach and silk are not the same thing. And sirikim is a different kind of fiber. They're all chayim and tzitzis. So first of all, it's a kasha. Silk can't be klach, because it mentions silk and klach separately. Iboy yisayim, or another answer I can give you. Shira lechud, the shirat pardna lechud. And a chanami. Regular silk and klach are not the same thing. But shira pardna, this exquisite silk, is what klach is. So when it says klach and shirayim, it means regular silk and exquisite silk. Right? And therefore, what's it called? This shira parnada is this exquisite silk. So Tosus brings down over here that this tachsaka then is not mitachsa, is not this exquisite silk, is not shira parnada, because the Gemara says in Sota that from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there was no exquisite silk anymore. And Tosus in his second teret says no, it doesn't mean there wasn't any at all. It means that it's rare, but there's still some around. Same thing it says, there's no white crystal and there's no clear sky. It doesn't mean ever. It means it's rare. That's what it means. But it still exists. Okay. Rashi. Gushkara al shem psoles. Right? The Gushkara just means the refuse. So it's the refuse of silk. It's silk refuse. If it's a refuse of gam pas subit, kamokenik reis meseches gittin. If it's a refuse of, of flour, then it's the pas that's made out of the subin, is the coarse refuse of the flour, the chaff or whatever. The what? Bran. Okay. Metachsa levusha asim yosu klach. Metachsa is a garment that was made from this kind of silk. Shirayim me'il hasim yikra meshi. Shirayim is something made from silk. Sirikin asim min hameshi harach. Sirikin is another kind of silk, very soft silk. Hamispatza, umotsri b'meshi, the kornel b'mkalenu yads, whatever that is, some kind of soft silk. Chayom b'tzitzis, they're all these fibers. If you make a beged out of them, or chayom b'tzitzis, the lokamand omer called big day tzemru pishtim davka chayom b'tzitzis miraisa. Not like the opinion that we're going to have later, that holds that only tzemer and pishtim, only wool and linen garments are chayom b'tzitzis min haTorah. Or no, it's talking midrabbanan and chayiv and tzitzis. Everybody agrees that other fibers are chayiv midrabbanan except for ore, for leather. Ktani mia shirayim vaklach alma shirayim lav hainu klach. So you can't tell me that klach is silk because it says separately shirayim, which is silk, and klach. Tamara says no, it could be that it's a different kind of silk, which is mashma from Rashi also, because sarikin is also another kind of silk. The different grades of silk. Okay. The love of Psilas Ha'idin, Achvina. Psilas Ha'idin is, what's it called, is a willow. Rashi, Achvina, Arova. Yesh kemin semer ben kli blades. And there also, it's not talking about the willow itself, because that can't be a wick. It's talking about the fiber between the bark of the willow and the wood of the willow, that you could make into a wick, but it's not a good wick for Shabbos. Ravin v'abaya havi ko'ozlu b'piksa the Tamru Risa, right? Rovin and Abaya were going in the valley of Tamru Risa, name of a place. Chazinu lahano arvisa. They saw willows. Omer le Rovin labayu hainu idin disnan. This is the idin that's in our Mishnah. Omer le hahi eitz fi almahu. L'maisa, what's it called? That's wood. How could that be a wick? Ach kolat. So he peeled off the bark. The fiber He said, I didn't mean to say that the willow is the wick that we're talking about. I'll peel off the bark, I'll show you there's a fiber inside the bark, and that's the what's it called, what you're not allowed to use as a wick. Rashi, biksa, the thiksa bika, a valley. How could that be used as a wick? It's a piece of wood. So he showed him that the fiber is inside. The lobe of psilis hamidbar, shavra. Now she says, min esavaruch, a long, what's it called, grass that grows, the korinoso urtaya, some kind of long grass that grows in the desert. So also you can make wicks out of it, and it's also no good for a wick. The lobe yaroka sha'al pnei amayim, and not the green that floats on the water. Mayi, what are we talking about over here? Ilei mo'uch misod haritzi, right? If we're talking about algae that collects on the top of the water, ifruche mefarchon, well, you can't make a wick out of it. It doesn't stay together, right? It crumbles. So you can't make a wick out of that, so it wouldn't have to tell me you can't use it for a wick. It's impossible to make a wick out of algae. Elom rapapa, uch misod arva, moss. Moss that grows on the bottom of a ship, that you could roll into a wick, and it's still, but it's not a good wick. The fire doesn't just stay on it good. Tana hosifu aleim shel tzemer v'shel sar. They in the brisa they added also wool and hair. Right. So why didn't our Mishnah say you can't use wool and hair? Why didn't it mention it? The tana didon tzemer michvitz kovitz, because wool anyway it's impossible to use as a wick. Because when you light it, it contracts, right? It runs away from the flame. It's not even shayach to even make a flame on it. Sar ichruche nichrach, and the same thing with hair. Right? It just singes. It doesn't burn. So even though the Braisa mentioned it, but it's really impossible, that the Mishnah didn't have to mention it because it's really impossible to make a wick out of it anyway. Rashi, uch mesod haritzi, mokum konus mayim godla aleim kemin yirak rokes. That's algae. So that if ruche mifarchin and lo lotzi lemevet, you can't make a mine. You can't make a wick out of it, out of algae. Uch misoda arva svina misakevis makom echad. If you have a boat that stays in one place for a while, the mayim godl yirakrokes sovit shulem bachutz. Then moss grows on the is that what it's called, moss? I guess so, or whatever. Michvetz kovatz mipnei haor. Right, it contracts because of the fire. The ain dole cloud doesn't burn. Therefore, the Mishnah didn't have to mention it. The Braisa, which usually is more verbose than the Mishnayas and isn't as concise, so it mentions things even that are not 100% necessary, just to tell you that these kind of things you can't use anyway. Okay, let's go on. Veloba zeves, zeves zitsa. Zeves is pitch. Shava kirosa, shava is wax. Tana, the Braisa tells me clearly, adkan psul psilos, from here. And on is what's it called? Till here is talking about wicks. Mikan ve'elech psul shmonim, and from here on is talking about fuel. Pshita, right? Of course. What do I think? Zeves, you don't make a wick out of. Shaivet strichle, you need it for wax. Now the same. Lepsilus nomi lochazia. I might think you can't even use wax as a wick. Kamash malon, that you could use wax as a wick. Let's see once again what that means. Omer Rami Bar Ovin, Itarna Psuta de Zivsa, Itrot is what's it called, is the refuse from pitch, Shaiva Psuta de Dufsha, and wax is the refuse from the dvash, from the honeycomb. Right, that's where you get wax from. Lamai Nafgamina, what's a Nafgamina? Lamekachumemkar, if you sell somebody wax, it's from a honeycomb, or if you sell somebody, what's it called, Itron, it's from the pitch. Rashi. So mikan ve'elech mi adkan ad yiroka shapnei amayim psul psilos, till the moss, that's talking about the wicks. Mikan ve'elech psul shmonim shlo yitei chaticha zeves o shayva b'ner b'makom shemen. Here it's talking about putting a pitch or wax in a candle, in a nair, right, in a receptacle in place of oil. Shayva itzarichalei l'fishu regilim lasos kemin psila aruka v'apsila l'tocha k'mosha onu osim. Rashi says that the thing you have to tell me about shaivas, you can't use wax in a lamp. But if you make a psila out of wax, which is what we call a wax candle, where you wrap the wax around a psila, that's okay. Rashi holds that's okay. So you can use candles for what's it called, for near Shabbos. Okay. Mao de Sema, Lipsila Nami, Kaasarla. I might think you can't even use a wax candle. Right? Not just wax in a lamp. So Kamashi Malon, it's okay. So according to Rashi, wax candles are okay for Shabbos lit. Sulta de Zivsa, Lacher Shiyotzi Azevis Mino Eitz. After the pitch comes out of the tree, Zovni Menu Aidea or Psolis. So the refuse, the secondary pitch comes out, Sol Kashem and Vuhu Itran. That's called Itran. Somebody who makes the conditions and sells somebody shaiva, lasiv le psolta de dufsha. He has to sell him wax that's made from, honeycomb. Okay. Beeswax. Right. Okay. Now, Tosfos brings down the shita of Chachmei Narvona, who say that that a wax candle is not kosher for for Shabbos lit. Can't use wax candles. And when the Gemara says that it's kosher for a psila, it's talking about where you take a wax candle and you put it in a lamp and you with oil and use that as the wick. Tosfos says that can't be, because later on we learn that if you take something that's kosher to use and wrap it around something that's not kosher to use, no good. And here what you're doing is you're putting the wax candle, which is no good, according to the B'nai Narvona, right, into an oil lamp and using that as a wick. Right, so some say there's no kasha. First of all, because the main wick that you're using is okay. The wick that's inside the candle is a good cotton wick or whatever. And the oil is not, so the oil is not wrapped around the bad wick. There's no bad wick over here. And the fact that the two oils are mixed, the Gemara says later on, mixing good oil with bad oil is no good, but here you're not mixing them. One is solid, one is liquid. So therefore, the B'nai Narvona hold, the only time you could use a wax candle is if you use it as a wick inside other oil. So basically, it's not the wax that's burning, it's the wax candle that's being used as a wick for the other oil. The Radvaz says that when they had wax candles in the time of the Gemara, didn't burn well. They weren't our kind of wax candle, which burned very nicely. I don't know, burned better than other things. But the wax and the wick were not made very well together, and the wick did not draw the wax well, and therefore you couldn't use a wax candle in time of Chazal. And the Radvaz holds that since in the time of Chazal it was no good, it's no good today either. You can't use wax candles for Shabbos lit, according to the Radvaz. The Ramban, the Rishon, also holds like that, and he says the same reason. It doesn't burn well. It's not good, doesn't burn well. Okay, and the Rambam is also mashma, that he doesn't bring down that the difference between if it's a wax candle or not. He says you can't use wax as a fuel for for Shabbos lit. Okay? The Bach, on the other hand, holds Enochinami. In the time of the Gemara, right, the wax candles were not made well. But Bizman Hazer, wax candles are made very well, and they burn well, and you can use them. Right? But Enochinami, in the Mishnah, it's referring to wax candle, we couldn't use it, like the B'nai Narvona. But today it's different. Today the wax candles are made much better, and they're okay to use. There's a sheet of the Maharal Prague, right? Tosfos Maisa holds that, like Rashi, that when it said you can't use wax, it just meant to use it as liquid wax in a lamp. But a wax candle is what the Gemara is talking about is okay. The Rosh also is like that. Rashi also is like that. The Shulchan Aruch also paskens like that. So in case you're getting worried, you can use wax candles for Shabbos. There's a sheet of the Maral, though. The Maral says it has nothing to do with with the fact that the wax doesn't burn well. Wax can burn very nice, a wax candle. It's still no good. It's not a nair. A nair means that you have a liquid oil, right, in a lamp with a wick. Here, that's not called a nair. And therefore, he holds you can't use wax candles for Ner Chanukah. It's not nair. It's not a nair. Right? It's possible for Ner Chanukah, even though Ner Chanukah doesn't have to burn so well or whatever. You can use the things you can't use, we'll see later on the Gemara, right, for Chanukah, even if you can't use them for Shabbos. And he holds Shabbos, it could be you're allowed to use it stab to light your house for for Shabbos, not for Ner Shabbos, though, because Ner Shabbos could be, you need a Ner. This is not a Ner. Wherever you need a Ner, this is not a Ner, says the Maral. Right? Wax candles are not called a Ner. Right? Well, you don't need a Ner. Stam, you're using it to illuminate the room, not for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros. There he holds, so you could use it. It burns well. But it's but it has nothing to do with burning well or not. Till now we had machlokas whether it burns well or not, whether the kind of the Gemara is different than the kind today, since it was osur then it's osur today. That's all irrelevant, says the Maral. It could burn perfectly. just not called a ner, so you can't use it for ner Shabbos, and you can't use it anytime you need a ner, not for ner Chanukah. Also, the Mogen Avraham says even though la halacha you're allowed to use wax candles for Shabbos, it's better to use an oil with a wick than to use a wax candle. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. What? Yeah, but paraffin is. According to Maral, it's the same thing, but what's it called? But our Tobiyom Nechliku. That day, they argued on it. Lemachar Hushvu. The next day, Hillel came back the next morning, and they said, even though we argued on you, and Taka, we were outvoted, but you know what? What's it called? We agree with you. They didn't have to do that. They could say, we still disagree, but what can we do? We were outvoted. We have to makabel what you say. Right? But they said the next day, you know what? We thought about it overnight. We're sitting up all night learning, and we see that you're right. That we shouldn't have been cholik on you to begin with. We didn't even need a vote. We all agree. So in the end, right, they capitulated to Beis Shammai. Not only were they outvoted, but they agreed that the Taka Beis Shammai is right. L'machar hushvu shechazru behen Beis Hillel. They had charata on the fact that they argued the day before, and they agreed. What? No, because it could be that in this situation, since Rabu Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were Ola Laminyan, that Allah is like Beis Shammai. It's only where, what's it called, where there wasn't Bo Laminyan. What? Yeah, it was only okay. Gufa, Omer Afuna, the Gimel Makomos Nechleku Shammai VeHillel. Right? Where are the three places that Shammai and Hillel themselves argued? Only three places in Shas. So now we're going to mention those three places. Shammai Omer Mikav Chala, VeHillel Omer Mikabai. Shammai says that you only have to take challah if you have a kav, and Hillel says you have to have two kav. The Chachamim Romer Loka Divrei Zeh Veloka Divrei Zeh. The Chachamim argue on Shammai and Hillel, and they say kav umech psachayev b'challah. A kav and a half are chayev and challah. Mishehigdilu hamidos amru, and when they added on the midos, Rashi explained what it means. Amru chameshes revoyim kema chayev b'challah. You need 1 1/4. What's it called? Kavin of Kemach to be Chayiv and Chala. Rabbi Yossi says 5 are Potter. 5 and a little bit more. You don't need 5 1/4. 5 and anything little bit more than 5 is already Chayiv. Okay? So that is where Hillel and Shammai argued. I mean, the halach is not like either of them, right? Because the Chachamim argue on both of them. See Rashi. Kavu Mechza Yerushalmi. That was the original Kav of the Torah, which is called Kav Yerushalmi. Shehem Zayin Lugim, Ubeya V'Chomesh Beya. Right? They are, what's it called? A Kav Umechza is 7 Lugim, and a Beya, and a fifth of a Beya. Lamida Midbori. I know, that, what's it called? These are a Kav and a half Yerushalmiim equals what was originally in the Midbar, the Shira, the Midbar, 7 Lugim, a Beya, and a fifth of a Beya. Behu Omer Lugugolis, Asiris Ha'efa. That is the same measurement that's called an Asiris Ha'efa, Shechai B'chalak. That's what the Torah says, right? That the Ha'omer, Asiris Ha'efa, the Omer was a tenth of an Efa, and that was the Shear of Chalak. Kedesiv, Ariso Sechem, Kedei Isas Midbar. Right? The amount of bread that was given with the Mon, which is Omer Lugugolis, and Omer Lagugolas was an Asiris Ha'efa, right? And that measure was 7 Lugim and a Beya and a fifth of a Beya. That's the amount you have to take of Challah. Same thing, Ariso Seichem, the same thing as the Omer Lagugolas. The Hosifu Shtus Birushalayim, later on in Yerushalayim, they added a sixth onto the Midos. Okay, so what used to be, what's it called, 1 Midah was now 1 1/6, right? You had to add a sixth to each of the basic midos, and then weiter, what's it called, as it translated, and how many times you multiply that plus the amount of extra sixth. Nimsa sheish midbarios nichnasos b'chamesh Yerushalmios. Comes out that 5 midos of the midbar, 6 midos of the midbar, fit 5 of the Yerushalmis, because the Yerushalmis were 6 bigger. So if you had 5 Yerushalmis, you really had, what's it called, 6 of the Midbar. Because it was is an extra 6. If you multiply, what's it called, if you had 6, six midbarios, you had five Yerushalmios and the Lug HaNishar, Ubeya, the Chomish Beya, plus an extra, what's it called, an extra sixth, right? Because there were six-sixths, and not, five plus another sixth, right? So five plus another sixth, a sixth of a Kav is a Log, and a Beya, and a Chomish Beya. So only in the Log, Yerushalmi. Shalog Midbari, Shisha Beitzim, Log in the Midbar was six Beitzim, Nichnasim b'chamisha beitzim gedolim, and they equaled five big beitzim. Then the Yerushalmi, where they added an extra six, so five equaled the same thing as those six. Nimtza halug chaser beya gedola, right? So it comes out that the lug was missing one big beya, right? In the before they added to the midos, tame beya the chomish beya tachas beya gedola, so one beya plus an extra fifth is the same thing as that big beya, shachomesh ushtusu melevar, because we're talking about a sixth, after the fact, not in the sixth of the original, right? It means that you're really adding a fifth. When you add one more fifth, now all six parts, right, one of those parts is called a fifth. It's not a sixth of the original, it's a sixth of, after you add, right, each part then is one sixth. So you add a fifth. Nosef ala beya, nimsu shisha beitzim gedolim, right, six of the beitzim gedolim of the Yerushalmi beitzim, shein lug gadol, that's the big Yerushalmi lug, harihen shisha lugim Yerushalmi, vehen kavu mechza. So there's six lugim Yerushalmiim, which is a kav and a half. Nishigdilu amidos, hi midos sipori. Then they added again to the midos. That is the midos sipori. Sheodefesh shtus ha-Yerushalmios, an extra six, more than the Yerushalmi. Nimtzu havav lugim hey. Then it came out that the sixth lugim became five equal lugim. Hey revoyim lugim, shehem revius akav. So you have five revoyim, which is a lug, five lugim, because a lug is a quarter of a kav. So when we talk about five fourths, means five fourths of a kav, which is five lugim. Chamisha va'od chayov, and so Rabbi Yossi mida midbaris hayu beitzim gedolim mishalanu. Right, Rabbi Yossi holds that you don't need an extra fourth. You just need a little bit more. Because he held that the original shiurim of the Midbar were bigger than our beitzim now. Kamashir chasi prashne beitzim shochakos. What's the va'od? How much a little more you need? You don't need an extra luk. You need just a little bit more, right? Not a half. You don't need an extra half a lug. You need just a little bit more. How much is that little bit more? 1/20 of a beitza for each beitza. We didn't get it yet. So that was the machloka Shammai and Hillel, whether one kav or two kavim is the amount you need for challah. And the halacha is not like either of them, because the chachamim hold, what's it called? All you need is... Chamisha Revoyim, right, five Lugim, and Rabbi Yossi held that you don't even need five, what's it called, you need just five Lugim, right, five Lugim, right, and Rabbi Yossi holds you need five plus a little bit, okay, right, Kavu Mechza, just five, and he holds, what's it called, five plus a little bit, they are chayiv, and less five or less is potter, and that's where he argues on the chachamim. They hold five exactly is chayiv, and he holds five exactly is still potter. You still need a little bit more to be chayiv and chal. Okay, that's the first case. Okay, we'll get to the other two. To check your clothing for lice. The name Mechuza, Mefanti, Velo Avdei Melacha, they are Mefunakim, they're dainty people, they don't work. Ubigdeyam Rechavim, Kishal Isha, they used to wear like cloaks. Men used to wear cloaks like women's clothing. Vitzrichim Iyun, and therefore you have to look carefully to see if it's your wife's clothing or your clothes. Mei Beyadi, Shebigdei Ha'anashim Ktsarim, Sheoskim Besados Melacha, they wear short clothing. Men wear short pants. Right, because they worked in the field. The Shalnashim Rechavim, And the women, they were more wide or whatever, and they weren't so short. More tsanua. So the women who did, or the women who didn't work, wore the wide clothing, and the men who worked wore the shorter clothing. So it's clear, it's easy to distinguish. By old people, so they used to wear also short clothing, but they also didn't work so much. They were retired. Right, then we're afraid that it's hard to distinguish, so then you'd have to make this a big distinguishing thing, and maybe you'll come to tip the lamp. By the girls, they used to wear very wide clothing, and it was clearly not the same as men's clothing, and therefore it wasn't a big deal to distinguish, and they could do it even by candlelight. Okay.
Right down.
The suffix Rav Hachidut Vatilpul, but now they had more Talmidim, so that's why they now they could be Mavar the Halachas, because the more people you have, the more things can be argued out, and the clearer it can become in the end. Vashisi the Basi the Meshachrin, Kosle Basil Shav Yeshua Shayu Shchoros, his walls were black. Shepechomiata Osa Pechomin, you're a guy who makes coals. The Eshomer Napach, or you're a blacksmith. Neneshi Lecha, Dibarti Lemul Chayosmin Aroy. Was wrong in how I treated you, and Vimokal me. The law is Shmada, Haraga, Lilo Shmet, Nameel, Yilbash, Kolom, Haraga, Menesias, Yeh Nasi. The guy who was one Nasi before should be Nasi again. Mazah bin Mazah, Kohen bin Kohen, Yazes Mechates. Efer Makla, Efer Akoli Betanurin, the Kiros, Kolom, Efer Stam. And nobody has a right to tell the Kohen, is your Efer really Efer Paraduma? The Kohen knows what it is, and the Kohen is a Chesed Kashas. Shabbos Shal Nihaisab, Meseches Chagiga, that's where the Gemara says this idea, whose Shabbos was it? The also Talmud, Shishol, Tilas Arvis, Rishos Achova, Reb Shimba Yochai Ha'avu.
Why what? Yeah, that's a good question. You see from here that